Good job, everybody.
What's up? Welcome to episode number three of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google premier partner, where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Welcome, everybody, to February. I can't believe it's already February of 2020. I hope everyone's year has gone off to a great start. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. As I'm getting more hands-on with this podcast, you would really benefit from watching this on YouTube versus listening on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening from. So I will try to articulate what's going on the screen if you're just listening to it in the car or whatnot. But if you can watch it on YouTube, that would be beneficial. All right, let's jump right in. I hinted at the end of podcast number two that I'm probably going to be talking about keywords for this episode. And what I've decided to discuss is keyword match types. So whenever I take on any Google Ads campaign, whenever a business owner has tried it in the past or hired a professional or a friend to try it in the past, and they have not been satisfied, you know, they felt like they've just lost too much money or just hasn't worked or whatnot, 9 times out of 10, probably 99 times out of 100, it's because they have not implemented or understood keyword match types. So this is the root, the fundamental thing that you need to be looking at when running a Google Ads campaign is understanding keyword match types, what they are, how they work, and finding the right fit for you guys as pest control owners. So yeah, let's jump right in. What are keyword match types? So keyword match types are basically different parameters that you can add to your keyword to tell Google to be specific or not specific, or, you know, have different parameters on different variations of that keyword. Now, I want you guys to understand one thing. A keyword is different than a search term, okay? So a keyword is like, I want to show up for this keyword. So you tell Google that I want to show up for pest control near me. But that doesn't mean you only show up for the keyword pest control near me. You, if somebody types in a search term like pest control companies in Atlanta or pest control companies in Dallas, for example, Google's going to assume that that search term, the physical search phrase that somebody typed in, is related to your keyword, which is pest control near me. Okay, so pest control near me is the keyword, but, you know, pest control companies in Atlanta is the search term. They're not exactly the same, but they're related. So remember, Google is a robot, okay? And Google's main business is to use up as many clicks as possible. So Google's not only going to show you for that just that one keyword exactly as a search term. They're going to give you lots of different variations, which can be good, but also can be very, very bad if you don't know what you're doing. So that's what we're going to be jumping into here. Now, remember, the keyword is different than a search term. It's very, very important that you understand that moving forward. All right. So there are four main keyword match types that we're going to be discussing. And the first one is considered broad match. Okay. So if you just pop in a keyword into Google, which most business owners, that's what they do. They just pop in, you know, ant control or bed bug removal or pest control companies near me. Those are great keywords. But a broad match means you just pop it in. There's no parameters whatsoever. However, an example that I have here is ant control. Let's just assume that you keep the word ant control as a broad match keyword. Now, you could show up for all types of search terms. You can show up for how do I get rid of ants, or pest control services, or pest control certification. So broad match, here's a hint, is a big no-no. Unless you have a lot of experience and you know what you're doing and you've got a, you know, a great negative keyword list, which we'll probably go into later on another episode, you never want to do a broad match. But essentially, this is the issue. You pop in all these keywords, or you're told to pop in all these keywords, or someone who doesn't know what they're doing pops in all these keywords without any sort of parameters, and you just show up for a bunch of junk and nothing really converts, at least on a high level. So broad match is the kind of the standard default in Google Ads in terms of keywords. All right, broad match modifier. Okay, the way you annotate a broad match modifier is with a plus sign, okay? You put a plus sign in front of the word. So let's take the same example, ant control. The way you would put in a broad match modifier is you would say plus ant, and then space, obviously, and then plus control, okay? So plus ant plus control. And what that means is, hey, it tells Google, hey, give me all the variations, but the word ant and the word control has to be in the search. Okay, so here's a couple of examples of what search terms can trigger the broad match modify keyword ant control. So for example, ant control services, right? You won't show up for pest control services like you did in broad match because the word ant and the word control has to be in the search. However, here's one, control black ants with my mind. Okay, little crazy, but it could show up. You could show up for that because the word control is in the search and the word ant is in the search. So it typically shows better search terms, but you also need to be able to really see what's going on and act accordingly. So that's broad match modify. All right. The third one is phrase match. And the way you annotate phrase match is with quotations. Okay. You put a quotation before start quotation and end quotation. And what phrase match means is I want ant control in that order, but you're able to put something before or after. Okay. Whereas in broad match modify, you can, as long as those two words are in there in any order, you're fine. But in phrase match, it has to be in that order. So ant control services, that's great. That could show up. Who can I hire for ant control? That's also great. That could show up as well. So keep that in mind. Phrase match means it has to be in that order. Now you're getting a little bit more limited. Not everybody searches this way. So there's give and take for both, okay? So that's phrase match. And then the last but not least is exact match. Exact match is annotated by brackets. And that means, hey, I only want that. So if I type in ant control, you know, open bracket, close bracket, then that's it. I only want ant control. I don't want anything else. Now, Google does use close variants on all of these, like misspellings, abbreviations, and things like that. But for the most part, it's pretty concise. So to recap here, again, if you're watching on YouTube, I got this nice little screen here, but I'll try to explain keyword match types, okay? The four main ones is broad. There's no symbol. And basically, Google will show up for any search term that Google sees fit, okay? Again, hint, pro tip, never use broad match. Okay, broad match modify is used with a plus sign. That means that whichever word with the plus sign in front of it needs to be in the search in any order, okay? Phrase match is the quotations, and it says whatever's in the quotations, whatever phrase is in that quotation has to be in the search in that order. Anything before or after is fair game. And exact match means I only want that. And exact match is with the brackets, okay? So it's important to play around with different ones, different strategies, see what's working, what search terms are triggering different keywords, which ones are relevant, which ones are getting you conversions. Play around, find out, you know, which one's the best for you guys. Okay. Well, honestly, that's pretty much it for today. It was a pretty short episode, but very, very, very important. If you're not following these guidelines, you definitely need to. If you're running Google Ads, you are probably wasting a lot of money. So, and it's also very surprising sometimes, it, you know, a lot of agencies or even some Google helps support centers, when you call them, don't give you information about keyword match types. So if you want sort of like a one-page PDF on everything that I talked about, kind of like a little explainer PDF to understand what I discussed today, feel free to shoot me an email. You can just contact me on our website. It's PCIM Podcast. PCIM stands for Pest Control Internet Marketing. So PCIMpodcast.com. And I'll shoot you over a free explainer PDF on the keyword match types. All right. Well, that's it for today, guys. I'm Andy Patel, your host, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.